to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Todd Miller, President and Founder of Grabbit, which uses semantic technology to instantly grab and store contact information from emails in your Outlook or BlackBerry inbox. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Phil. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us today. And I'm really pleased you could do that because on the connected web, we're always interested in talking about how the web is changing the way companies operate and do business. And I know Grabbit as a company breaks several of the conventional wisdoms about the new economy, which will be very interesting to talk about. But before we get into that, let's just make sure that you get the chance to tell us exactly what Grabbit does, because I think that's quite an interesting story as well.
Sure. Grabbit solves a problem that has bugged me for a long time, which is that when I get an email from someone and there's a contact in the signature line, if I want to put that contact into my address book, I have to cut and paste the contact one line at a time. And it takes a long time to do that. In fact, we've timed it, and on average, it takes about 1 minute and 15 seconds to cut and paste all the fields one line at a time.
Todd, I hate that. I hate that. In fact, I never do it. I just search the inbox these days to get contact details.
Sure, and I think many, if not most, people do that. I call it dumpster diving in your inbox. And it takes a long time to do that, too, and particularly with some tools like Outlook. If you have a lot of email in your inbox, it can take quite a while to search through that to find the contact that you're looking for. So what I really wanted when I got an email is something that would pop up and say, there's a contact in this email. Do you want me to put it into your address book? And then just be able to click, and it's there. And so that's what Grabbit does. And so we have a Grabbit for both Microsoft Outlook as well as BlackBerry, and we have other Grabbits for other devices in development.
Right. So, and it scoops up all of the contact details, you mean, not just the email address and the name and stuff?
That's correct. So we're looking at the entire signature line contact, and we're parsing that information into the appropriate fields. So we're looking at the name, the title, the company name, the address, phone, fax, email, etc. And we're putting all of that information into the appropriate places.
And how many clicks does that take?
That takes one click.
Hey, that sounds pretty useful. Okay, so but if the technology exists to do that, why aren't the inbox vendors doing this inside the inbox anyway?
Well, I think that that's a terrific question. And in fact, that was a question that many reporters were asking after we unveiled Grabbit at Demo in March of this year. I think one of the publications actually said this is a head-slappingly simple solution to a grating problem, and they just couldn't understand why others like Microsoft hadn't done this before. And interestingly, in Mac Mail on the Macintosh, they do have a function built in that does something like this, though it's not automatic like Grabbit is. You actually have to mouse over the contact, but then you can import it into the address book. And I actually use it all the time. Even so, we've had a lot of requests from Mac users asking us to actually develop a version of the product, both for Mac Mail as well as for Entourage. Even though that function exists in Mac Mail, they find that it's not automatic enough. They want something like Grabbit that actually pops up, alerts the user, and just has a button there that's convenient for the user to push.
So you're looking at moving out to other platforms, aren't you? Because, I mean, it strikes me that this would be equally useful in Gmail.
Yes, we're looking at all the webmail services, so Gmail, Yahoo Mail, etc. We're also looking at Android, and we're looking at iPhone. iPhone presents some interesting challenges simply because the email function is embedded within the operating system, and that's not presently something that is part of the API that Apple makes available. But it's something that we've had tremendous demand for, and it's something that we really want to make available.
Yeah, I guess you might get accused of changing the look and feel of the iPhone if you meddled with that. But that's another story. When you go into the cloud, of course, I mean, there are lots of contact managers out there already, that things like LinkedIn and Spoke and what's the other one? I don't know. Plaxo that people have used in the past. So you get more competition there, I guess.
Well, that raises an interesting point. We're essentially on a two-track development path for Grabbit. One is to develop Gwabits for the various devices that we've discussed and platforms. The other track that we're looking at is Contact Cloud, and it speaks to a different problem that I see out in the industry. That's the problem of universal remote control, if you will, for contact information. Now, as you indicated, others like LinkedIn and Plaxo have attempted to address that problem. And what they've done is, and they've taken a good stab at this, I think, they're trying to sync up contact cloud information with the various repositories where that lives, which is something which is certainly needed. But the problem with these kinds of products is the content itself. How do you keep that content fresh and current? And right now, the products and services that are out there tend to rely on the user to manually refresh that information. And I think that's a fundamental problem with these clouds today. So what we're envisioning is a cloud model where the content is kept current and refreshed automatically with Gwabit devices. So we're looking for Gwabits to feed contact information into that cloud and to refresh it whenever it changes.
Right. So using a kind of crowdsourcing model for the accuracy of content information rather than relying on users to update it themselves. Because I always find that the only time people really update these contact systems that like the LinkedIn directories and so on is either when they first get started with it or when they think they might be changing jobs. And then it becomes front of mind. But the rest of the time, it's not front of mind. And there's always something else. I mean, I'm particularly bad at this. I mean, there's always something else that's more urgent to do than updating one's LinkedIn profile.
Yes, I think you're exactly right. And so we're actually looking for something that will keep that content fresh in between those two bookends.
Right. Well, thank you. I'm talking to Todd Miller, who's president and founder of Gwabit. This is Phil Wainwright, and we'll be coming back in a second part.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.